And we're back on That Bracket Show here on SB Nation Radio, powered by Kinexon Sports. Kinexon Sports, the next level performance analysis. And now on the line, we have the very fine head coach of the FDU Knights, Coach Greg Herenda. The Knights were in last year's NCAA tournament. This year, the Knights were about 500, and we saw how tough that NEC conference was with the job that Mount St. Mary's did in playing Villanova, in fact, leading the majority of the first half. Coach Herenda, how are you today?
Hey, Lee, thanks for having me on, man. I really appreciate it. And I was really proud of the NEC last night with Mount giving Villanova everything that they had, you know, in the first half and even in the second half. It just shows we have a really, really good conference. You know, the margin, as you said, last year we were there. This year, I mean, we were 8-1 in a row, and the margin of error in our conference, but in just about every conference in America, is so slim. And, you know, you could just see how the NEC represented. I'm really proud to be part of the conference, and I just think it's, you know, going to continue to get better and better. Mount's guys are young. My guys are young. Right now, St. Francis of PA is still playing. I think it's the CIT. I'm not sure of all the alphabets, but the NEC stood up, won a game, and played the number one seeded team, you know, really, you know, difficultly, and played them hard. And I'm very proud to be the head coach at FDU and be in the NEC conference.
Let's talk about the team that Mount lost to, Villanova, the number one seed. They're playing Wisconsin today. What do you think about that game, and specifically Villanova and how far they could go this year?
You know, it's funny. I was on the road recruiting, so I didn't watch the first half a lot of the Villanova-Mount game, but from just watching a little of the second half and hearing it on the radio, in that game, Nova wasn't really as quick as Mount. Mount was a smaller, quicker team, and I think that gave Villanova a hard time to kind of figure out, and they eventually did. Now Nova goes back to the normal situation where now you're playing a bigger, somewhat slower Wisconsin team, so Nova's going to be back in their comfort zone. So that's going to be a terrific game. But to pick these games, Lee, is impossible because, I mean, you can make five, you know, really solid reasons why Wisconsin's going to win the game and five solid reasons why Nova's going to win the game. And, again, it's going to come down to probably late game situations. But, again, Villanova has the guards. You know, we're both East Coast guys. We know Jay well. And I think Villanova pulls that off. But, you know, Wisconsin has tremendous experience. I mean, that's an incredible, you know, second-round game. And easily maybe last year or a year or two could have been a Final Four type game. But I like Villanova beating Wisconsin late with their guard play, to be quite honest with you.
Well, as a coach, if you're, let's say you're Wisconsin today, what would you try to do to limit Villanova? What would be the keys for you to find a way to win?
I think to keep it simple, and that's why Wisconsin's been so successful, is to keep the guards in front of them and make them take, you know, difficult jump shots. And on the other end, make their guards guard your guys and get the ball inside. I think Kid Nigel Hayes is a really hard player to guard because he can post guys up and he can take people outside. But I think now, Lee, really, and I know it sounds cliche-ish, but I think everyone now does what they do. And I think the more you try to change at this time of the year, you know, the more difficult it becomes for you. So I think Wisconsin will keep it close to the vest, and Jay will do what he does. And, you know, again, man, it just comes down to, you know, with 4 minutes to go, if the score is 58-58, who's going to go on that 6-0 run? And if you go on that 6-0 run, can you maintain it? Can you rebound and can you guard? You know, going to be the basics. And that's going to be, like I said again, man, that's going to be a great second-round basketball game.
Let me ask you this question. From the coaching perspective, your guys ready to tip it off round 32. How do you make sure, you know, you have some teams here today, whether it be Middle Tennessee, maybe Xavier, teams that aren't Northwestern, that are facing this sort of for the first time on this level in a in a round 32. How do you keep the lights from being the bothersome and not being focused on the big stage, but doing the job that has to be done?
Quite honestly, I've never been there, but let's just take it in a normal conference tournament look. That second game is a little bit easier in regards to pressure because you only have 24 hours, Lee, to get ready for it. You know what I mean? So you're not, like, sitting around for days thinking about it and getting people calling you. So it's a really short turnaround. The scouting report is a little bit more condensed because they can't overload you in 24 hours. So I think it comes at you kind of quick. So that takes a little bit of the pressure and the bright lights off. And to be really honest with you, I think you get a little more tired and you kind of shut it down. So you kind of, the adrenaline as you go on, you know, isn't as high. So, you know, you win that first game and you take a deep breath, you enjoy it. Then it's like, okay, who do we have next? So I think the teams that haven't been there before, I think talent and size and strength really is a lot more important than being, you know, under the bright lights. These guys have won conference championships. They've been to the tournament. They've won that first one. So now it's like, okay, man, who can hoop? And generally, you know, that's the case. And the longer you get into the tournament, the harder it is to upset people. So I think talent wins out and size and strength wins out.
Last thing. What's the last thing that you tell your guys before they walk on the court today?
Really, it's do what we do, man. You know, if it's Wisconsin, it's like run great motion, you know, and move the basketball and cut and guard. And if it's Jay, play really, really physical and hard and let's take them off the bounce. And so I think right now it's really important for the teams to stay who they are. But also, don't wait to be great. And obviously, Villanova did it last year. There's going to be a time and a place where you have to make a big play that you haven't made in your life, you know, to get to the Final Four and to win a national championship. And that's fine. But if you come out trying to be somebody who you're not, I think it's a formula that's set up for, you know, not having the success that you would want.
That was Coach Greg Herenda of the FDU Knights. I have found that teams that get a scare early in the tournament usually utilize that as a wake-up call and start to play really well moving forward. That could be the case for Villanova. I know we've already heard Ed Feng talk about he loves Wisconsin. And you heard Coach Herenda talk about how he thinks that this will be a tough game. I think that Villanova is quicker and better apt to handle this Wisconsin team. I think the guard play, you saw Chris Jenkins really struggle. I think you're going to start to see Brunson, Hart, Jenkins be too much. And now with Dante DiVincenzo really picking it up, you have one more player now to worry about on the Villanova perimeter. When we come back, we will be with Zach Beauvais, the assistant coach of the Army Black Knights. We'll be right back after this.